Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
The waiting game for Rupert Murdoch.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Rupert Murdoch may have been hoping to claim victory this morning in his pursuit of Dow Jones. There was a 5 p.m. deadline last night for the family controlling Dow in the Wall Street Journal to decide on whether to sell to Murdoch's News Corp. But this morning, still no agreement among the members of the Bancroft family. Let's bring in Sarah Ellison. She is a staff reporter with the Wall Street Journal. Sarah, where are we in all this?
Well, you have a showdown of sorts between some of the family trusts, primarily those known as the Denver Trusts and News Corp. The Denver Trusts are arguing that the super voting shares that they control, the B shares that allow the Bancroft family to control Dow Jones, are worth more than the $60 that Murdoch has offered. And Murdoch is essentially refusing to budge, except for one thing that developed last night, which is that now Dow Jones is offering to pay some of the legal fees for the family advisors if at least Denver and possibly one other family member votes in favor of the deal.
Before, we were getting all the information that the Bancrofts were more concerned about the editorial independence of the Wall Street Journal. Is that still the case?
Well, if that is still the case, that's not what is driving the discussion right now. Right now, it appears that money talks.
What would happen then if the family did not develop consensus and this deal does not get done?
If the deal doesn't get done, then Dow Jones would continue on. Obviously, the stock of Dow Jones would drop dramatically. It's possible that another buyer who was not interested in competing with a $60 share price would come in at that point. It would have a big impact on what goes on in the newsroom, how Dow Jones maintains its business strategy going forward. I mean, I think that a lot of people have said here, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. So now that this offer is out there, even if it's turned down, everything will have changed for Dow Jones.
Now, the News Corp board will meet today. What are we likely to see happen here? What is the next step?
Well, that all depends on whether these holdout trustees sign their voting agreements. If they do, then News Corp in their board meeting would approve a merger agreement, and then Dow Jones's board is meeting later on today, and they would likely do the same. But it all hinges on these last few trustees who need to give their assent to the deal.
Sarah Ellison is a staff reporter with the Wall Street Journal. Sarah, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Well, buying was back in vogue on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow added 93 to 13,358. The S&P rose 15 points to 1,473. And the Nasdaq picked up 21 to 2583. Overnight in Tokyo, the Nikkei edged lower, but the major index in Hong Kong picked up more than 1%. In London, stocks are being boosted by shares in GlaxoSmithKline. They're up about 5%. An FDA advisory panel voted yesterday to keep Glaxo's diabetes drug Avandia on the market. The panel found the drug does increase the risk of heart attacks, and it wants strict warnings on Avandia's label. Organic food retailer Whole Foods has a plan to buy its rival Wild Oats, but the Federal Trade Commission is concerned this deal creates a monopoly. The commission begins a two-day hearing today, and a big piece of the evidence will be the words of Whole Foods CEO John Mackey. Stacey Vanek-Smith explains.
The FTC says if Whole Foods' $500 million buyout of Wild Oats goes through, it would dominate the market for high-end organic foods. But industry consultant Al Hammond says consumers have a lot of organic options.
It's hard to find a grocery store chain that doesn't have some level of organics for sale. Almost three-quarters of traditional grocery stores are in that market now.
But corporate attorney Lance Kimmel says the FTC has a good case. The feds are even using comments John Mackey made to Whole Foods' board to justify the buyout of Wild Oats.
He very clearly said they're eliminating the possibility of Kroger, SuperValue, or Safeway using their brand equity to launch a competing national natural organic food chain.
On his blog, Mackey says the union would help to increase the competition among traditional supermarkets. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Remember Enron and how thousands of employees had retirement savings wiped out because it was all in company stock? These days, new employees at other companies don't want to make the same mistake. That's according to a new study from the Employee Benefit Research Institute and the Investment Company Institute. And not only are employees looking for more diversity in their 401ks, they're saving more, too. The report found 71% growth last year in the average amount put away through a company-sponsored 401k.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org.
Bacardi is the largest privately held family-owned maker of spirits in the world. They're known for rum, but Bacardi also makes Scotch whiskey, and the company's pouring out millions of dollars to cash in on a growing thirst for Scotch in emerging markets. Stephen Beard reports.
Bacardi is splashing out $240 million on its Dewar's Scotch whiskey brand. The plan is to upgrade the company's blending, packaging and bottling operations in Scotland. Demand for Scotch is booming, especially in Asia and Latin America. Sales are surging in China and Venezuela due to the rapid growth of a wealthy middle class in those countries. Bacardi and other Scotch manufacturers also have their eyes on India. The government there recently scrapped a punitive tax on imported booze. David Buick of Brokers BGC.
In previous days, Scotch whisky accounted for less than 1% of the whisky sold in India. But with this lower taxation level being implemented, that could quadruple easily, if not more.
Earlier this year, the drinks giant Diageo said it was spending more than $200 million on a Scottish distillery, also to cash in on growing demand in Asia. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And while we're talking potent potables, a pint of Guinness beer has about 200 calories. There's no fat, but it does contain protein, sugar, carbs, and, of course, alcohol. Now, you won't find that kind of info on the side of a keg, bottle, or can. But things may change. The Treasury Department is considering a new rule requiring alcoholic content, serving sizes, and nutritional information on all spirited drink packaging. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.